Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Friday afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio show named Optimize My Life, sponsored by the Hope Collection. My name is Ron Clayton, and I'm your Friday host of the Captain Lung Kane Golden Rule Society, founder of 50 years, who not only has been nominated for Nobel Peace Prize, but when he comes aboard, I'm going to make another announcement that has just been made. And he's not only a decorated hero, naval pilot, and he founded the program called Miramar, the school for naval pilots, which you remember the movie Top Gun. Well, he's original. He is an original. He's a great friend, of the show. When he founded the Golden Rule Society, which is, and he'll explain it to everybody when they come on, when he comes on the show, he'll explain how the Hope Collection is moving and changing lives and lifting people up. And he's been doing that, him and Ian, his wife, for 50 years from his home base in Coronado, California, right down the street from the famous Coronado Hotel. Wow, what a neat place. It's right on the Pacific Ocean. You get there from downtown. You get off the airplane, you're right in the middle of downtown San Diego. You come down the street, you go over the Coronado Bridge, and come around the corner, and there's Len and Ian's home. And just beyond that is a wonderful naval park and the harbor and the Coronado Hotel. What an exciting area to live in. The weather, you know, when they talk about it, there was a song, It Never Rains in California. Well, that song was written about San Diego because it's just a magnificent, wonderful part of the country. And if I had my druthers and could just pick up where I live and move there, and live there, and all my friends could bring my friends and relatives with me, I'd do it because that's how great that is a place to live. And so today, as we celebrate the not only the accomplishments of Len, our friend, Captain Kane, but we celebrate the achievements of the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society, who together are making history. And what we're doing is we're improving the lives of people. We give people the opportunity. And I love what a mutual friend of the Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society, his name is Country Boy. That's his nickname, known as Brian Dorsey in his real name. But Brian always says, you know what I like about what you guys do? We don't care if you just graduated from jail or you just from Yale or you just got out of jail. It's not relevant. What we're interested in and what we talk and work about together, the organizations and the members and the people and that represent the organizations, is we're about making life better, making this a better world. And, you know, we do that through hope. We have eight areas that are the pillars. And those pillars are faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. And, you know, folks, what's really cool, we have been founded by Joel and Artis Griffin, an incredible couple of vision and leaders. And we're operating on Joel's legacy because he's gone to be with the Lord. And what we do is we follow his vision. And when people at people like Gary and Linda Humphreyville live up in Buffalo, New York, and they've committed their lives long before we ever knew them. They had already committed their lives to the Lord and serving others. And Gary, who has just his testimony of life and how he has father as a husband, as a friend, has demonstrated at the highest levels of friendship and loyalty, highest levels of commitment and dedication, that a person can, doesn't matter what their circumstances is. Gary was not born like a lot of people who have full facilities. I'm not saying he doesn't. He's got facilities. He had polio. And in spite of that, the guy is just outstanding. I've seen him organize whole groups, 100, 200 people, people to come to a – he has a passion that's in the area of hunting and fishing and outdoors. And, he and his son are avid archery and crossbow. Well, they own them, and, of course, they've gone through all the schools and licenses and all that stuff. But Gary organized a program where he had – he acquired a world-class, world-renowned bow hunter to come and speak at the church, and Gary organized a banquet, a dinner, and sons of fathers and their sons or fathers and their daughters all came out to hear this guy and listen to what he shared about the world of outdoor hunting and fishing and love the outdoor life. And not once, but twice he's done that. And Linda, his wife, she works with my wife. We call them the Linda team. And they run a program called Being a Smart Shopper. Now, with inflation like it is today, the price of gas has, what, gone from $2 to $4. The price of food, the price of milk's gone up $1. Eggs have gone up $1. You know, when you look at all these things, have people's income and wages gone up in the last 2 years? In fact, for a lot of people, they don't have wages at all. They lost their careers. They lost their jobs because of we were attacked. We were attacked by a virus that I believe was demonically done to take our country out. And there's some people that actually have just kind of surrendered. But I think true patriot Americans like Gary Umphreyville and his wife, they're standing tall. And it's people like them that I'm so proud to know and work with and enjoy life with together. We just got back. We were with them in Florida a couple weeks ago. And them and their son, and, you know, speaking of being a father, Gary and his wife and have raised a young man. His name's Brian. He's a great friend. He's an enthusiastic young man with energy and has passions to love and serve the Lord, and he's excited about life. And Gary and Linda, he's college educated. Now, I know a lot of parents, they can't get their kids to sit down for 5 minutes, let alone graduate from school, college. You know, I don't have children. So for me, my respect level, what they've accomplished, and I share and I brag on them all the time, whether it's this show or any other place that I'm speaking. And so, oh, look at that. Gary's on the call. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Ron.
How are you?
Hey,
how are you?
Is Len on the call today? Or?
Yeah, he is. I expect him, but I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah. And Country Boy, yeah. Welcome on.
Well, I had to share that story about you and Linda and Brian because we're so proud of you, and we're blessed because you're our friends, and you make this world a better place, and we love that about you. And so, you know, we hold the show Monday through Friday at noon on Eastern Standard Time, and Saturday morning we have what's called Coach's Corner. And this whole organization program was organized by Joel Griffin and a partner called Burl Wolk. And he was a gentleman who, him and his father, were probably in the last 100 years, were the most dynamic, developmental business gurus and experts there is in marketing in the world. And you know, I spent time with Pearl. We were down in his offices one time. In his office, and Pearl was a short guy. He wasn't a real tall or big guy, but he was a giant of a business leader. Yeah. His father founded the Parade magazine that still exists, even though he's passed on. It's a Sunday morning magazine that gets put in your Sunday newspaper, 313 cities around the country. He helped create the process. When you buy a product, I don't care if you go anywhere, there's a barcode on it today. And that barcode is an informational gathering piece. And also, you know, they capture the price. So when you go to a grocery store, they slide it across the screen. And you turn around and you are... I gotta write a message. Someone's trying to call, write me right now. So give me just a second as I take a break.
Okay.
Just a second, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this way I don't have to cancel the show.
Oh yeah. Actually, I'm glad to be on the call. Anytime I get a chance to listen to Lynn Kane, who was nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize and for, like an air race in Vietnam. You know, we've all seen the movie Top Gun, but Lynn Kane was the original Top Gun. He is the one that wrote the official flight manual for all Navy jet pilots, fighter pilots in Miramar, California. And what do they say? Lynn came in and started hosting, you know, In a day and a half, he flew 6 sorties over Hanoi and 6 different jet fighters, planes. And, wow. Awesome.
Not only 6 different planes, Gary, they were 6 different kinds of planes. In other words,
yes.
He didn't just fly, you know, his plane. He flew 6 different kinds of planes, jet fighters. That's an incredible feat, you know. And you can't help but stop and bragging on him. I'd like to welcome, I notice, I think possibly that a really good friend of ours, everybody here in the call and Hope and Golden Rule Society, I believe that Country Boy, is that you? Have you joined the call?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, you guys. Hey, Gary, how you doing over there, sir?
Hey, very good, man. Glad to hear you. Glad to hear you.
Awesome. So, y'all keep it moving right along. I'm just tuning my ears in. I just now jumped on, so I don't really know what's going on. But I'll jump in there where I get, they say, get in where you fit in. So carry on, Ron.
Well, I just want to let you know, Len has not, I know he might have a doctor's appointment sometimes on Fridays. The last couple months, he even had some back surgery just 2 or 3 weeks ago. He had surgery on Thursday, and on Friday he was on the phone, on the call. But he's not been on the show yet, so I'll have to, you know, touch base with him after the show. He may come on at any moment. But a lot of things are happening. And Country Boy, I thought I'd share with you, you might know this already, but there's a publishing company that publishes 2 world-famous books, and they're an annual report. And one of them is called Who's Who in America, and the other one is Who's Who in the World. I just say it this way. What that company, that organization does is they research the movers and shakers and the heroes and the people that make the world go round. And they have the people that are notorious too, but they don't highlight them. But they highlight what I call winners. And they called Len last week on Thursday and announced that the Who's Who of the International World and Who's Who in America has chosen Len Kane to get the Humanitarian of the Year, Humanitarian Man of the Year Award for this year. And that is significant. That is absolutely significant. And I like it because it's even better than the Nobel Peace Prize. And I say that because this has got nothing to do with any kind of politics or, you know, many times the Nobel Peace Prize is all about different political movements and people that, you know, one guy got the Nobel Peace Prize and he hadn't done anything, absolutely done nothing, never had a job in his life. He worked in government and got elected and everybody paid his way all the way, but he got a Nobel Peace Prize. And Len Cain did everything, including putting his life on the line and serving our country and helping us be free, and he's been nominated 5 times. And now the Who's Who organization has deemed him the Humanitarian of the Year Award. I take that as a higher level of edification and recognition. Today, as we're going forward with the call, I just want to share with you, if I seem a little mellow, last night my wife helped my mother-in-law's 94 next week, and we went over and Linda helped her with make dinner and stuff, and she was by Liz by herself, and she's 94, but when we left, she fell down, and turned, she couldn't get up. She was on the floor. Fortunately, she was able to drag the phone off the table that she was on the ground next to when she called us, and we ran over, and I didn't dare move her because she was in extreme pain, and we spent the rest of the night, and I mean the rest of the night, at the hospital, and I just asked that you would have prayers for my mother-in-law, her mom, because they did do CAT scans and x-rays, and she's broken her back, and so she's still in the hospital, going to be in the hospital. We don't know what's going to happen to her going forward now, except we just pray she's going to have a good recovery and least amount of discomfort as possible. But Linda was at the hospital from 7:30 last night till I picked her up at 4:30 this morning. We got home about 5. And neither one of us had done this. Well, we did get a couple hours of sleep. Linda just slipped in a little bit here. But we got home about 5 this morning, and I've been on the phone with conference calls and programs to help move the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society forward. And so all morning's been busy, and we have a commitment that when we can be on the show, and I host it, and I'm proud to host this show, particularly when I have the privilege of sharing with you. I could be selfish and just have a one-to-one call with my dear friend, Len Cain, but I would rather share him with the world. And so, guys, I want to introduce you to the newly designated, recognized Humanitarian of the Year by the organization, the publisher of Who's Who in the World and Who's Who in America, Captain Cain. Good afternoon.
Well, pleasant afternoon to you, and I'm just busy listening to you and saying a prayer for, was it for Linda or was it for her mother?
Her mom, Linda's mom, Betty.
Okay. Wow. Well, God bless her, and I'm sorry I'm late, but I have some good news. I just came back from physical therapy for people helping my back, which has been incredibly painful down the spine. And the therapist just did a great job, and it took longer than they had anticipated, but the therapist was a lovely lady doing her magic. And I'm grateful that I'm also saying prayers for the nice lady who did a great job. So the pain has subsided greatly, and I hope that continues with her magic. So God bless us all. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Len Cain, founder of the Golden Rule Society charity. And we have some wonderful announcements to make, good news here, there, and everywhere. And we're speaking to 73 countries. And you're all welcome to take advantage of all the opportunities to make your life more successful, more complete, fulfilling, created love with kindness and hope and for peace in the world. And that's why we're here, to help make it a better world, ladies and gentlemen. Because, as I said, 50 years ago, I founded the Golden Rule Society charity. And it's just been an absolute blessing from the good Lord helping others. And I always love to tell the story about people ask me, they say, Len, why did you, what's your philosophy? Why did you form this charity, for crying out loud? And we're all non-paid volunteers here for 50 years. We're celebrating our golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. Wow, wonderful people. And the gentleman that you heard introducing you, was Mr. Ron Clayton, is one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. And whenever he does a wonderful job, which is quite often, I say, I'm going to double your salary. And he always laughs and says, yes, Len, I know that two times nothing is still nothing. But he gets a kick out of it, but he still contributes his time and his talent and his professionalism. And Ron, it's always a pleasure to be associated with you in our efforts to help make it a better world. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, people ask me, why did you do it? And I said, what's the point? And I said, it's very simple. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And that's simple, 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 but it's very powerful. And I always tell the story about my dear mother. When I was finished high school and I was going off into the Navy, just before I was leaving, she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And that little statement is embedded in my heart and in my mind. And I think about it every day, and I think about my dear mom every day, because what good words to live by. So simple, so powerful. Kindness is what it's about, of course. Now, that leads me into a little announcement I'd like to tell people. And this is going to be fun, because coming soon, ladies and gentlemen, not only nationwide, worldwide, it's going to be the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign. And you say, what is that? Well, the introduction is, with love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Kind of simple, again, and as always, rather powerful. Why don't we all do that? Because those words come from our good Lord. The Lord, God who has brought us here on the earth. And when we're here, we might as well try to do a good job so that when the good Lord calls us back, we can be in heaven with him with smiles on our faces, knowing that, yes, we helped others as well as helping ourselves. So this is called the Kindness Campaign, and there are many things invented. It's all free, by the way. Now, people always say, oh, what's he selling? And I always make it a point to let you people know I'm not selling anything. But what you want to do is when you go to our website, and this is where this is the opening, the keys to it all. And it's very simple. You know how to get to a website. Most people, the www before. And then it's Golden Rule Society. All one word, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. Well, when you get there, you're going to see all the things that we've been doing for all these many years. And I'd like for you to start with, in the navigation buttons, it's called Gifts for You here. Gifts for You. And it's all educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building training from the history's most successful people. And I always jokingly say, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And I said, I'd give you a money-back guarantee, but I can't, because it's all free, ladies and gentlemen. It's free to you to share with your family, your neighbors, your friends, your church, or your charity, whoever you want to share it with. Tell them about it. Why don't we all just make nice, so to speak, courtesy and kindness. That's what it's all about. So, but that's coming up, and it's going to be the kindness campaign. And everybody's going to be involved, just sharing the kindness. I can go on and on, and I probably will, but I often ask Ron to let me get off my high horse and turn it back over to him while I take a sip of my morning coffee. And God bless. Great to be here, Ron, and I'm praying for your mother. God bless her. Back over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Len. And no, I won't allow you to get off your high horse because, you know, you're that white knight on the hill. It's like, I know we have a black knight on the hill here today. It's on the horse and a kind country boy. And so we have the white knights, the black knights, and they're all working for the greatness of mankind and life. And you take all your gifts that God has bestowed on you and you lift other people up. You make this a better world, a better place. So it's a humble. I come with humbleness to just. I'm just a host, you know. I was a couple of years ago. We had a program where we were honoring a friend of the Hope Collection, a member of our board, Van Taylor, who works for the Department of Defense (DOD), and he has been coordinating all the shows, the musical shows that all our active duty servicemen and women are in the foreign countries. 2 years ago, February, before COVID hit in the States in January, he was in Afghanistan with Special Forces dodging bullets and putting on a performances, entertaining them. And they got him out of there before they got totally overrun. And so Van is a true hero and a servant. And so with him and as a friend and someone who's always lifting people up and he's part of what we do in our organization, I'm just excited that we have people that we surround ourselves with who are like Van Taylor, who are like Country Boy. And these people have dedicated career their lives to making this a better world. And I'm proud to call them friend. And we always have jokes and stuff and with each other and know that we know, first of all, we love the Lord, we love each other, so we can do that. And we don't have any hang-ups. We don't have any dissension. We have unity. We have unity because we have a common love. And we also have a common thing. We all know that we all screw up. But even when we screw up, we can still have grace and forgiveness in our heart because we follow somebody who's done that to us, even to the level where they laid down their life for us. In fact, in the book, the book I read and God I follow, he says, there is no greater love than he who lays down his life for another. Country Boy, Len Cain, you are the kind of people, you've done that. You've been doing that. You still do that. And I'm thankful. I'm blessed. And it makes living better and life better. A few years ago, we were running this tribute dinner for Van Taylor. It was being done for him, honoring his 30 years in the world serving our troops. And he's not a member of the service. He is one of the only non-service Department of DOD liaison members that exists. And so he works directly with all the branches of the services and does great things. And that's kind of a unique position. Well, Lynn and I were at this banquet, and he asked us to be the host and hostess for it. It was a black tie affair. Really, you know, it was a freezing night in Buffalo. You can imagine middle of February. But we're at this hotel complex, and there's music, and even music on the front lines. That's Van Taylor's band. And they performed, and then there was other professionals, and there were lots of officers, and all the corporate and political leaders were there. It was just an incredible program. And we were privileged that night to be a part of that and honored in that program. And we met so many great people. And they're part of the program that became the support for a special event this coming July called Healing America Through Hope. We are going to dedicate a monument that does not exist the country is filled. Every town, you go in every little village, there's a monument, and all everywhere. But this monument does not exist, even in Washington, D.C. And that monument is the African American Veterans Monument. We're going to have a huge celebration, 10,000 people. We're bringing in a company that's going to have their convention in Buffalo that same time, and they're going to bring thousands of travel agents to Buffalo. And it's all to honor and lift up our brothers and sisters who have laid their lives down for us. And so I'm so thankful that we have people that continue to do that and humbled, because I'm just a guy, a little white boy from, and country boy, you appreciate this. I'm just a little white boy from the suburb. And I was speaking in a church. I'm a Gideon, and I was speaking at a church one Sunday morning, and the pastor got up in front of them to introduce me, and he says, "Now, I know everybody will understand this morning that there's some things that are different." As he put it, I was the only white guy that he had ever had preaching his pulpit. And I looked at everybody and I said, "Now, I know you guys, and Pastor, we thank you for introducing me, and I'm honored and privileged here." And I said, "I want you to know something, everybody. There is something different. You may not recognize it right away, but I got flat feet." And everybody roared. And they, you know, it was just, you see, as people who love people and love life, you can deal with things and you can get over the little stuff. You can get past the stuff that is ununifying. You can get past the stuff that is dissension. And what Hope and Golden Rule Society do is they draw people together and lift them up. Len Cain knows about lifting up better than anybody I know. He's been a pilot. How many sorties or how many miles? Have you ever calculated how many miles you've flown, Len? I bet you it's a lot. But you've lifted. You know, to get up in the air, you have to have lift. And, boy, you sure had a lot of lift in your life, haven't you?
Well, yes, it's been a blessing. And when I went off to the Navy, they asked me to take some tests, and I did. And the next thing I knew, they sent me down to the Pensacola, Florida, with the Naval Air Station there. And I started and began flight training. And a little over almost a year and a half later, I was wearing Navy wings of gold. And I flew for the Navy for just over a quarter of a century. And people asked me, as you did, how much flight time did you have? How many hours did you spend in the air? And I used to rattle it off, but the numbers don't mean much. But people got a kick out of it when some smart guy, quite smart person, I'm not sure it was a guy or a guy. But anyway, he said, "Len, for all of this time and the average number of flight hours, the time that you foot, average hour, the speed, the miles per hour," he said, "you have something like almost three round trips to the moon if you were flying all those hours." And I said, "Three round trips to the moon." Wow. That's a nice way to compare it. But that's a lot of time up in the air, just enjoying it, and of course in combat and fighting for the defense of our country and all those good things. So it's very, very nice of you to ask about that, Ron, because that part of my life after the Navy, 25 years or a little over that, then I became an airline pilot for another 30 years. So it's a lot of ups and downs, but just a delight to be up and about and looking out to the beautiful sunrises, sunrays, sunsets, the moons, the stars. Gosh, it was marvelous. It's a wonderful world that the good Lord has given us. It's beautiful. So back over to you, Ron. Thanks for mentioning that. It's fun to talk about it. Fun to reminisce about all the happy times together up in the air.
I just think of all the times. Every time I step onto a Southwest airline flight today, I think of you. Well, I think of you all the time anyways because we're friends. But every time I get on, and they call that the fun jet. You know, fun flights. And it is, you know, I think the spirit of Len Cain and his freedom and his loving freedom, I think that's instilled in the genes. of Southwest Airlines. And I'm sure there's others, but, you know, it's so cool because when you live and living this life of proving the American dream and carrying it on, and you are, without question, a pioneer. You've gone in the world. You're like Daniel Boone. When, you know, Daniel Boone came out of Kentucky, and it was wild. I mean, it was all forests and woods and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. I mean, it was wilderness. And then he went on, and one time he was a hero. He was down at the Alamo. He's known to be at the Alamo. And then he went on, and he was actually involved in our government. And he and his family established the great America, the ground, the foundations. And he was principled man. He was Christian. And, you know, people like you, and I compare what you've done in your life. I was looking and I was hearing you share your story about when you were standing on the deck of the Midway, that beautiful ship, that aircraft carrier that was a hero. If it wasn't for Midway, and they called it the Battle of Midway, the ship was named after it. If we hadn't won that battle, the Battle of Midway, we might be speaking Japanese today. But the Navy and the pilots saved our countries. And that was World War II, and you were in later flights and things. You understand that to be free, it's not free, there's a price. And you laid your life down, and you still have it. You were fortunate, there's those who didn't. But you were talking, you were standing on the deck, and a friend of ours, Dave Musil, was filming you, and you told your story. You talked about that phantom that you're standing in front of that's on display on the deck of the Midway. And you talked about that plane flew 1,000 miles an hour. That's 1.5 times the speed of sound. Now, I have a question, Len. I sometimes driving at 50 miles an hour on the highway, 60 is more like it, but I'm driving down the highway and, you know, there's lines and tells you where to go and there's traffic signs and saying when you're going to get a curve and, you know, you got all these things to help you, assist you to get down the road. When you're flying 1,000 miles an hour versus 55 miles an hour, I can't do much more than that without feeling like I'm out of control of my life, that I'm totally... Boy, if the Lord isn't with me now, I don't know what I'm going to be. Well, I do know where I'm going to be. I won't be here. But when 1,000 miles an hour, how having the self-control, the mechanical control, the clarity of decision and discernment and making decisions in milliseconds. I mean, in a millisecond, you could be in the Tonkin Bay. I mean, you know, if you make the wrong decision or you run into your wingman or something or you miss the deck when you go to land. It's hard for me to comprehend, and especially that I had a stroke a couple years back, so sometimes my thinking isn't as clear as I would like it to be. I just find it hard to comprehend how your mind and your skills and how the Lord bless you with so many special gifts and skills to be able to do that, and the extent of that kind of training and effort and practice, because you didn't get in an airplane the first day, get behind the stick, close the capsule, and put on your air mask and go take off at 700 miles an hour. Because you may have not even made it. You probably would have gone right off the end of the deck. And even if you're catapulted, you are. And we've all seen movies of tragedies where, you know, planes coming down that don't either make it or go off the end of the deck. When you're talking about that, how much power and strength and muscle and machine, and you, one person, you didn't have five people like you're in the cockpit. You got a co-pilot, you got a navigator, you got, I don't know, one. Now it's like three guys, but one time it was five guys in the cockpit of the early plane.
Just you and God.
you're bringing back memories again, Ron.
Listen, I'm over here laughing, trying to not even say nothing. But when I first bought my first pickup truck when I lived in Houston, Texas, It was a cute little old truck. It was a little Toyota. And the guy said, we done test drove and everything. He says, well, country boy, we got you all ready to go. Is there anything else we can do for you? I said, yes, sir, if you don't mind, you can go find me a razor blade. And he said, well, what are you going to do with that? I said, you see that bumper sticker right there? What does it say? It says, God is my co-pilot. I said, no, I've been talking to Lynn Kane. I don't want to fly this plane. I'd rather for God be the pilot and let me just be riding in there with him. So, Lynn, we're like, and then Ron was talking about flying Mach 1, Mach 2. It takes us about, what, 6.5 hours to drive from here to Florida? But Lynn could do it in 40 minutes. And then they told Lynn Kane, well, the sky's the limit, Lynn. Lynn said, there's not. No, it's not. There's the moon beyond the sky. There's planets up there. He said, I done been to the enough air miles to go to the moon. My favorite number's always been Trinity. Not one time, Lynn. Not two times. But three times. Oh, and then they flip the coin over and look at Country Boy. I could never go to the moon and back three times, but I've been to hell and back twice and lived to tell the story. Back over to you, Ron.
Oh, that's funny. Country Boy, it's always good to hear your voice.
Get out of here. The devil told me to go back to Earth, man. We can't have you now. You got more work to do.
Fun stuff. And by the way, to answer your question, Ron, the airplane, the 1,000-mile-an-hour airplane, you do that up at high altitude. And in the fighter, we had it was one seat, and you're the only guy in it. And later on, they had airplanes that could fly that fast, but we also had what we call a guy in a back seater. Who was usually the radar intercept officer, and he or she took good care of us with all the stumps that come in on the radars and all that sort of stuff. And they're just a good team. But the first airplanes, it was the F-8 Crusader, and that was the first one that flew over 1,000 mile an hour. But you never do it close to the ground. It was up at high altitude, so you had time to. Just admire and respond to anything that might be a glitch in the get along. So that's the nice part about it. You're flying at that altitude, at that speed, but when you're coming in for a landing, you're just doing about maybe 120 miles an hour. And while you make the arrested landing on a carrier or just a regular landing at the airport, but it's still very, very exciting and satisfying and self-sustaining. Wow, fun stuff. I miss it. But we have two sons who followed in your daddy's footsteps. They were both naval aviators flying airplanes, and now they're both airline captains. So
Wow. They
know what it's like, and they're loving it. And we're just very proud of that and very happy about that. But anyway, that's what's going on in the air, and I miss it, by golly. Good to hear your voice again, Country Boy. And Ron, you're doing a great job, and I'm happy that your mother is back home and feeling better. God bless.
Well, great, guys. I'm actually typing a letter as I'm doing this. I'm multitasking because I have to. There's some people that... last weekend, on behalf of the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society, I represented both organizations at the Buffalo Urban Renewal and Housing Development Corporation held an open house. The city owns 25 housing complexes where they make affordable housing available to families. And what they're doing is they're taking each one of them and they're shutting them down, and they're moving people other places, but then they're completely re-gutting them and remodeling them so that they're brought up to modern-day standards. Many of them are old and decrepit, And so they're doing this. Well, Saturday was the celebration of the three refurbished housing complex. And they had a job and careers fair, and program, and I was invited by a friend of the Hope Collection. His name is Dale Martin, and I did attend. They had a table, and we put a Hope banner on the table, and I had information and literature on the table to be able to demonstrate to people what our organizations can deliver to them to improve their life. Everything from Hope education to services and things that are there that they're there for people to benefit them. And I mentioned to the director, her name was Mia, I'm just that I'm writing a letter back to her. She just contacted me. And she wants to get together because she wants to find out how she and their organization can work together to help more people at all the other 25 facilities. Wow. And I was a guest, and I had suggested to her, because she had not run one of these fairs, there were about 30 vendors. And so I said, I suggested to her that she had a DJ, a radio station, was there broadcasting. And I had each, I said, have each, a representative from each, an organization, vendor, have them go up front and give them 5 minutes to talk about why they're there and how they can help people. And she thought, wow, I never thought of that. So she did it. And so, and she saved me for last in the Hope Collection, Golden Rule Society. We did some things to make that, and they had some raffles, and we helped make that work good and better. But the greatest thing is I was going to tell her the story of Hope and the Golden Rule Society to everybody there. And I wanted you to know when all the other vendors spoke, you know, it was 200 people there. And they were serving hot dogs and hamburgers and goodies and everything. And, you know, they told me I couldn't buy the stuff. They kept serving me things and said, you're our guest. I was serving them, but I was their guest. So they just didn't want me to feel like I had to do anything because they were appreciative. Well, what we did, I stood up in front of the group and I thanked everybody. And I shared with them how proud I was that there were people there that were willing to provide a lifting hand. And then I said, now, folks, I got to tell you something. What's really important is what we come together in unity, what we do is we commit ourselves, individuals, as individual families, to create a unity sense amongst each other. And we start to work to create what's called, in the Hope Collection, Golden Rule Society, are committed to this. It's called generational prosperity. Now, prosperity covers more than just money and income. It's about a lifestyle and an outward life, positive outward life. I think it's God's plan. And the enemy wants to take people out, so he keeps them under their thumb and they don't feel free to grow and unify and do things. And what we do, guys, every day when you participate in the Hope Collection, Golden Rule Society, you are contributing to make this, as Bro Walk, a mutual friend, would say, make this a better world. So I did that last Saturday. It was supposed to be 1 to 3, and I didn't get out of there at 5 o'clock because afterwards everybody else, all the other vendors, packed up and left. But my table was just flooded, and I was over and over again telling the story. And I just, like I said, as we're doing the show today, I'm actually typing a thank you letter to her, Mia, the director of it, because she wants to get together and talk about how she can get involved with Hope and Golden Society to help people. Now, that wasn't hard. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun, and I'm proud and humbled to do it. But Len Cain, you and Joel and Country Boy, you've been doing this all your life. It's like it's just breathing to you guys. I got to work at it. I'm trying to get better at it, and you are my mentors. You are a hero for everybody here, and you got to know that. Thank you.
Ryan, well, we're all on the same team there, Ron. God bless you for the good work that you do, and keep it up. And Country Boy, it was great talking to you yesterday. I appreciate your call, and oh, my, I'm spending half the time with the doctors these days and the other half with the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society charity work.
Well,
anyway, back over to you, Ron. Thank you kindly.
Ron, I have one last thought, if I may. And Ron was talking about, I must have been reading the same book you was reading, Ron, but it says, God has plans to prosper you. My granddad is a youngster. He says, baby, you cannot ever control what nobody else thinks. You can't never control what nobody else says. You can't control what nobody else does. You can only do what you do. And when we talk about being a part of, I'm going to say that word again, a part of the body of Christ, you might be a finger, I might be a toe, and Lynn might be the head. But see, there's all of us have to come together and do what we can do and make it work, part of God's plan. So it doesn't matter if Gary does this and Ron does that and Lynn does that and Joel was the head and Artis was the heart. It's just the way God had ordained it to be. He put us all together to help make for a better world, Lynn, as you said. And matter of fact, right there on the currency, Ron said it's not always about the money, but they wrote it on the money, one nation under God. Yes, that's what we're all supposed to do. And then my little favorite saying for the century has been, what the world needs is love, sweet love. But my grandmama told me that love is not love until one gives it away. So if you want to experience some love, do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love and hope away like you've been doing all these years, Lynn, like Joel did all those years, like you've been doing, Ryan Clayton, all these years, the love and the hope that you give away, I'm praying and claiming and putting blood on it, that it'll come right back to you. Back over to you, Ron.
Wow.
Well, guys, what a fun show this is today. And I'm excited. We have a number of things that are going on that each week, each day, each week are involved with. This morning, we had an incredible, I'll just share with you, an initiative that is a new initiative, but it's not a new initiative. But Country Boy, and I apologize that you didn't get the link. If you didn't get it, maybe you just didn't get it. But Joel had met a gentleman who actually is Washington, D.C., and he's an author and a businessman that has created incredible programs in 55 cities around the U.S. And the program that he runs is called Jobonomics. And it's an initiative that runs parallel with some of the programs and operations, Country Boy, that you've been doing or building for years. And it's the kind of program, what we do is we meld. It's like, Country Boy, we have programs that are parallel with what you're doing, so you don't lose your identity. The programs don't lose their identity. We just work together. We join hands, and you still keep your identity, but you're a partner with Hope or Golden Rule Society. And we do that all years, Hope and Golden Rule Society. Joel and Len met and hugged each other years ago, and they've been operating as friends for many, many years. And the guy who was instrumental in bringing that together was Burl Wolk. And so there are different people on the call here that have known and knew of Burl Wolk and his greatness and the marketplace and life. And that has unified. Again, we're talking about unification and depth of making things happen. And so we're still doing that today. And so we spent an hour and a half on a Zoom video this morning planning a I want to get the right name of it. It's called a coalition, and it's a special social determinants of health. That is a new name for all the programs that come under one roof that take into account the health, the wealth, the viability, and the social interactions of unifying people and empowering them with actions, not just talk. We'll leave the talk to the politicians. We'll let them develop programs and say you got to go for 6 months, and then we'll proclaim that you can go get a broom and push it working in one of our sponsored jobs, and the businessman gets a tax write-off, and the person that they're going to benefit is pushing a broom. No, Jobonomics creates lifestyle, high-paying
train programs on the job training. So it's like they don't have to wait a year to get money because they got, what are they going to do if they're a veteran and they're out of work? And they may get veterans benefit, but they need money. They need it now. And we can do that. So, guys, understand that we're moving forward with the program. In another week, I'll be able to have more announcements about it. But, Country Boy, be assured, I really am counting on bringing you into the executive committee, let's call it, our administrative board. And we have, and Bob Riley was on the call, that's why I'd hoped you'd be there. And but we're going to be working and utilizing, because you're going to love this, Country Boy. Chuck's got the money. He's a connection at the departments and knows where to get the money for us to fund these programs. And they're just going to put more ways for you, for your programs and the programs we see to be funded now. We're not talking about a year from now. We're not talking 2 years from now. We're talking about now. So that was what
Ron,
this morning was about.
Ron, I beg your pardon, Ron. Let's make sure and talk about that next week, Ron, because I've been so oblivious, been right living in the moment. But actually today is the 8th, is it not? Today is the first day that the government decided that they're going to start giving the EIDL money away. The limit was $500,000, but they moved it up to $2 million.
Yeah.
What this is for churches, schools, colleges, non-for-profit organizations. They give money for startups, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and new inventions. It's a 30-year loan at 2.5% interest. And then after about 10 years, I don't want to tell you, it kind of evaporates and goes away because they really do want to stimulate and put back the economy. Last one, Ron, I just got two calls early this morning, gentlemen that we invited on our call last week. One of them, his name is Amen. I'll tell you the Amen jokes later, but his name is Amen. Amen Weber. He has the Amen Corner. He's already exploring that jobonomics that you was just talking about, because these young men here in Atlanta are just too prideful to go in and flip burgers, so they'd rather flip something on the corner. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And then our buddy Steve out of South Carolina, he has an organization called, watch this, Lynn, Hope and the Number to Help, Hope to Help. He's looking at the Jobonomics program, and he says now they're offering it, and we can offer it to the community center there in South Carolina. So, again, Joel Griffin, sir, shout out to you, because we've taken the torch. We're going to keep running. We're going to keep spreading it from city to city just the way that Joel had designed. Back over to you, Ron.
Yes. Well, you know, I think it's a good way to end the show. Len Kane, I just am so excited. By the way, we have a neighbor. We live like you have a condo, and we have folks that are neighbors here, and he's a computer expert. And I was talking to him the other night, and as soon as Merrick calls me, and we are able to, and I'll let him open, you know, he can do the open the to the back end of the back office of the Golden Rule Society webpage. Brian will do. He can actually, and he told me he can put our advertisement for Golden Rules Travel Agency. He will put it on the website, and he can do it as soon as Merrick opens up the access for us to do that. Brian will do it. I just have to call him up and say, Brian, come on down, and we'll have her done. It'll be up.
Ron,
yes, sir.
I can't stop from bubbling up. We got less than 2 minutes. Please do. Friend of mine called me from Legal Shield. Y'all heard of Legal Shield. They used to be known as Prepaid Legal. Said they was not going to the beach this year. They called me and wanted to know if I could get them a cabin up in the mountains, up in my hometown, Helen, Georgia. Fast forward the tape. Travel. We have the travel that we have now. Keep in mind, the cabins were all booked up, but I had my concierge to call and go online and check the Holiday Inn, Helen, Georgia, from Thursday through Sunday. They needed a minimum of 8 rooms. Public price, $3,400 and some change. Our price,
$1,760. There's a $2,000 savings there that would have went to the enemy. Instead, a surge flies in, collects that $2,000 savings, and gives 60% of that money to Golden Rule Society, which is only $1,200 that you made off of country boys' friends sleeping in the mountains in a hotel, and they didn't even ask you to change the sheets. Back over you, Ron.
One, we just are so proud to be able to launch and be a part of the kindness campaign and just exploding to be able to improve and healing America with hope.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. By the way, hot stuff. I just got an email from Marek. He's been finished the travel program on our website this weekend.
Wonderful.
He's been traveling and is a busy guy, so I'm
right.
happy to report that.
Man, you guys, before we end, it's 1
Wait
o'clock, you guys. We got to give a shout-out to God.
Catch your boy just a second. Len Kane, yes. Tell Merrick or email Merrick back. He can call me. You got my phone number. Have Merrick call me so I can help him. And if he needs it, I can help him anytime, 24/7. Call me. Go ahead,
Ron, you can also put a QR code on there. The only thing you have to do is scan it with your phone, and it'll take them directly to Golden Rule Society site. QR code.
Yes.
Quick response.
Well, we have to get the back office set up. We get the back office set up so that people have that link. So that's what we're working on, Country Boy, and thank you. But, guys,
I'll be working with you
weekend.
After the show then.
All righty. Talk to you later. Bye now, everybody. Thanks, Len.
God bless you, Glenn.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.